105.5 The Bridge with Young the Giant and Superposition. This Saturday, it's looking absolutely beautiful. It will be Woofstock downtown at historic Brittlebank Park, presented by Low Country Dog Magazine. And joining me in the studio right now is Brian Foster of Low Country Dog Magazine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Every day is a holiday for me, Brian, but I want to start off the interview before we start talking about Woofstock with the same question I asked Tyler Ramsey, who is the headliner this Saturday, about the NCAA tournament. Are you a college basketball fan?
I actually am not a college basketball fan.
Well, that doesn't matter. You know what teams I'm going with? And I'm sure these are the Low Country Dog Magazine favorites. We got our own Wofford Terriers. That is the team we should all be behind.
Yes. Yeah, sounds good to me.
But this Saturday, Brittlebank Park downtown, it is Woofstock. What a time it is going to be. Gates open up at 11 a.m. Brian, tell us about this. It's just a tremendous event.
Yeah, well, we've got seven bands.
Yeah.
Gates open at 11, but we're going to start music off at 11:30 with Sunflowers and Sin. They're going to be playing music off their new album of Whiskey and Water. Then we've got Finnegan Bell, then Hans Winslow and the 86ers, and then Greg West, who's actually an artist from Florida, is coming up to play. He's actually an old friend of mine. Played in a band with him back in the 90s.
No way.
Yeah.
What band was that?
We were called Stone Motherless.
Okay.
Played around Atlanta. And then we got Gaslight Street, and then Tyler Boone's band, and then Tyler Ramsey comes on, and he hits the stage about 5:30. In between the bands, we've got a bunch of little activities going on. We've got dog agility demos and dog training demos. We've got a little Ask a Vet segment with Veterinary Specialty Care, one of our sponsors, and we're also doing free dental checkups with Sweetgrass Animal Hospital.
It is going to be a very good time for the whole family, and kids 12 and under are free. And plus, of course, you can bring your pups as long as they're on a leash.
Yes.
So it's going to be a beautiful day. They're going to be a lot of pups and a lot of people enjoying a great time at Brittlebank Park, which used to be the site of the 96 Wave Fest back in the 90s.
Yep.
So a lot of history at Brittlebank with live music festivals.
Yep.
1055thebridge.com for your ticket info, and lowcountrydog.com. It will tell you everything that you can bring. No outside food or bevs. There'll be plenty of food and bevs at Brittlebank.
Correct. And it's all going to six local rescue groups. So that's where all the money's going for. All of our sponsored donated alcohol is going towards them too. So come out and have some fun.
Lawn chairs and blankets are allowed too.
Yes.
And how is everything going with Low Country Dog Magazine? Tell us about this. What a great organization.
Doing good. We're in our 14th year right now of a publication, and we've got a new issue coming out in 2 weeks. And we actually just did our cover shoot yesterday with Tim Nielsen of Driving and Crying. Is going to be on the cover next issue with his dog Bailey.
Oh, so very cool. I had Tim in here a couple of months ago when DNC was playing a show in town. Look forward to that, and definitely look forward to Woofstock this Saturday. If you have not gotten your tickets, make sure you do so and support Low Country Dog Magazine and the fine local rescue groups who will be down there.
Yep.
So bring the pups, bring the family, enjoy live music, food, and bevs, and have a good time. And hopefully we'll keep doing Woofstock year after year.
I hope so.
And you brought up this band before, Brian. I've been playing them. Charleston's own Sunflowers and Sin. We're going to make them the download of the day today. They have the new record coming out of Whiskey and Water. Enjoying them, and they're going to kick off Woofstock. What
yes,
more can you
are.
Ask for?
Yep. Yeah, Sunflowers and Sin has actually played a lot of events for us, and we're good friends with them. And wish them a lot of luck with their new album.
Very good. Get your tickets in advance, because tickets will go up a little bit at the door on Saturday.
That is correct.
Well, Brian, thank you very much for stopping by. You have a great organization and magazine, and this is a very good cause on Saturday the 1st. Woofstock, Saturday, March 23rd, Brittlebank Park downtown, with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.